The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
If we've been looking at the last couple of verses in Psalms chapter 10, we've been learning about the horrendous evil things that the wicked tend to get up to, things like ambushing an unsuspecting victim. So against those wicked attributes, the psalmist calls on God to remember the victims of the wicked because they're not getting any help from anywhere else, asking God to defend the defenseless. Here's Psalms chapter 10, verse 12. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand, forget not the afflicted. So the word there is asking the wicked why they woefully ignore God. The word then goes on to ask why the wicked woefully ignore God, which is a foolish mistake. It's like committing a crime in front of a police officer. You don't steal in front of a cop, so why would you sin in front of God? But that's what the wicked do. And then verse 13, why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, you will not call to account? And then here we now get some beautiful reassurances from God. God helps those who can't get help from the world. When we're down and out and have our backs against the wall and everybody else has turned away from us, well, it's God who watches over us. The verse here says, God is a helper to the fatherless. In verse 14, but you do see, for you have mischief and vexation, but that you may take it into your hands, to you the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. And finally, a call to our great divine Father to discipline the evildoer for all their actions, reminding us that while the wicked may have forgotten about God, God doesn't forget about the wicked. Verse 15 says, break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account until you find none. So summing things up, it's foolish to think that God's not going to see the bad things that we and wicked people get up to. And God looks out for the lowly and destitute. When the world turns their backs on those who are on their backs, God picks them back up. And God will specifically punish those, the wicked, who take advantage of the poor or the fatherless. It also reminds us how God is infinitely more righteous than we are because God doesn't forget about lowly people. Meanwhile, we hardly know any poor people, but have no problems remembering the names of all the rich celebrities. Meanwhile, God does not forget the forgotten. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Take care and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.